form of a person in the world. An energetically sensitive soul is one who remembers their celestial roots. For the ones who are energetically sensitive, life celebrates a radical process of spiritual growth known as awakening. In the past, an awakened being was revered as a prophet or way-shower for an evolving humanity. And yet, we are no longer living on a planet where only a handful of awakened ones reside. We have chosen to incarnate during a time when an entire planet is undergoing the process of awakening to fulfill the prophecies of every awake being who came before us. While the expansion of consciousness in one individual is referred to as awakening, the spiritual evolution of an entire civilization or planet is known as ascension. During this time of ascension, you are either called into exploring the greater mysteries of your own existence, or you are so sensitive to the energy of the planet and the emotions of everyone else, they may not know how to function in such a heightened state of awareness. Whether you are interested in knowing life beyond the horizon of conventional understanding, yearn to fulfill your role in the awakening of humanity, or wish to integrate your energetic sensitivities into a life of inspiration, happiness, and freedom, I have been brought here to support you in fulfilling each desire by guiding you into the ecstasy of your divine heart space. Since the highest wisdom in existence is always heart-centered, the teachings that emanate through me are always rooted in the vibration of love. For an energetically sensitive soul who may not realize how entrenched in a spiritual journey they already are, the most direct and powerful path is the road that leads you to open your heart wider than ever before. This is why I refer to the ever-expansive energy that is waking up in so many beings as heart-centered consciousness, which is another way of describing the power of love in action. For the well-being of your journey, an endless depth of harmony, ease, and grace has been encoded throughout this book to heal every particle of your existence at the rate in which you allow love to enter your world. Exactly how you invite love to awaken within you is precisely why you are here, hearing these words. As the fulfillment of your long-awaited destiny is revealed, I will also share the miraculous adventure that brought me here to be with you. Perhaps sharing what has happened in my life can offer greater comfort, clarity, and perspective for your journey ahead. Growing up as an energetically sensitive and highly intuitive child was very confusing. Not only was I unable to distinguish between my own feelings and the experiences of others, but I never felt comfortable in my own skin until everyone else around me felt more at ease in their bodies. From counseling my friends on the playground to acting as a regular peacekeeper in my family, I was unable to have experiences independent of the reactions and responses of those around me. It was as if my own happiness was put on hold in order for me to serve the resolve of others. To make things even more confusing, I was having vivid interactions with higher dimensional beings and seeing energies that others around me couldn't see. From timeless encounters with Jesus, without any religious or historical reference to who he was, to conversations with deceased relatives, I faced experiences I could neither understand nor deny. When energetic sensitivity and intuitive abilities surface faster than the maturity of a person, these gifts can often be expressed as a sense of inferiority. For me, the biggest mystery was wondering, why can't others see what seems so obvious to me? I remember declaring to the universe, if I can sense dimensions of reality that others are unable to recognize, may these abilities be used to help others discover such gifts within themselves. The majority of my adolescence was divided between life as a teenager in a very liberal Jewish household and communicating with angels and ascended masters who regularly visited me in my bedroom. Each meeting was like a lucid telepathic communication where I would see, hear, and feel the conversations like a vivid daydream that was as real as any personal encounter.